Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
In the fall and winter, hundreds of Steller sea lions are drawn to the waters of Northern Lynn Canal between Juneau and Haines, congregating at well-defined, traditionally used haulouts. This fall, marine mammal biologists with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game aboard the state research vessel Medea led a team of veterinarians, biologists, and divers on a sea lion research trip to southeast.
Across the North Pacific, from Russia to Prince William Sound, beaches that once teemed with Steller sea lions are virtually empty. But in southeast Alaska and British Columbia, numbers are stable and even growing.
In 1970, about 250,000 Steller sea lions swam Alaska waters. Today, the population is just 20% of that, and a lot of people want to know why.
Predation by killer whales and sharks, less food because of climate change or fishing, disease, pollution, and illegal shooting have all been suggested to explain the demise of the lions. Research suggests no single factor can be blamed. By examining Steller sea lions up close, tracking their movements and feeding behavior, and collecting genetic information and tissue samples that can be shared with scores of scientists, researchers hope to gain clues into the decline of Steller sea lions in the North Pacific. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
And I'm Jane Rittenberg.
Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.